This November, Oklahomans will be asked to vote on State Question 801. This measure gives schools more flexibility in how they can spend their money. But as State Impact's Emily Windler reports, many school leaders say that flexibility won't improve their financial situation.
All school districts in Oklahoma have what is called a building fund. And currently, they're only allowed to spend the money in this fund on certain things, like
re-roofing buildings, carpet, building a building, purchasing land.
This is Sean Heim, the executive director of the Oklahoma State School Boards Association.
They can even use it for utilities and custodial maintenance salaries as well.
But Heim says if voters approve State Question 801, districts would have more flexibility with these dollars. They could put all or part of it into what is considered the general fund.
Or day-to-day operations like teacher salaries is probably the one that's been talked about the most.
Senator Stephanie Bice, a Republican from Oklahoma City, authored the state question. Heim says he appreciates Bice's efforts to give schools more flexibility, but in reality, it won't help much.
I've yet to have any school, not one school district in the state, that has said that they are for this because it will help them move and use money that they can't currently use.
Cushing Public Schools Superintendent Colin Knight says he doesn't know of any school leaders pushing for this either.
Most superintendents are puzzled as to where this even came from. It just doesn't make any sense.
Knight says districts don't have millions of dollars wasting away in their building funds because they're restricted in how they can spend that money. Instead, he says schools need and use all the money in their building funds for building-related expenses. If State Question 801 passes, Knight says Cushing schools will continue doing just that.
It's not going to change anything about how we operate, and I don't believe it'll change much in any school in the state. Some school districts don't even have enough building fund to pay for their utilities.
Knight says it's important for voters to know that State Question 801 won't generate new or additional money for schools. It does not allow districts to pass bonds and use that money for teacher pay, for example. Rather, it just allows schools to shift money from one account to another. The money in a school's building fund comes from local property taxes, and the amount schools get is largely determined by the value of the property within their district boundaries. That means building funds often vary significantly from school to school. Democratic Representative Shane Stone of Oklahoma City worries that if State Question 801 passes, districts with higher property values, and therefore more money in their building funds, would be able to lure teachers away from poorer districts by offering them higher salaries.
We are hurting kids in poor areas.
This is Stone debating against the proposal last legislative session before it became a state question.
We are guaranteeing more opportunity for kids from wealthy areas and less opportunity to kids from areas like mine and from poor rural areas of the state.
Another concern is that if schools do start using the money in their building fund for teacher salaries or other classroom expenses, building maintenance would be neglected. But supporters of State Question 801 say it eliminates arbitrary and government-imposed restrictions on how schools can spend their money. Jennifer Moniz is the director of Oklahoma Achieves, a workforce development arm of the Oklahoma State Chamber.
We believe that local communities can best decide what is the best to do with local dollars.
Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum is another supporter. He says a yes vote won't force schools to spend the money in their building fund on teacher pay or anything else. It just gives them the option to do so.
I'm not saying that every community should use that fund for operations. All I'm saying is that every local community ought to be able to have that conversation and make that decision. Right now they can't. They're forced to spend it one way.
Supporters like Bynum say the measure is not a solution to Oklahoma's education funding woes. He calls it a toe in the water and actually wants schools to have even more freedom in how they can spend property taxes. He says schools should be able to pass bond issues to raise teacher pay or increase classroom funding, something they can't currently do. The Tulsa mayor says Oklahomans have waited long enough for lawmakers to give schools more money. He says State Question 801 is the first step in giving communities more control over their own districts. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on education, visit kgou.org and click the link for State Impact.